It's Hard Rain and Slow Trains.
Stick around for the next hour of Bob Dylan and his fellow travelers.
With Dan and Jeff.
It's a hard.
It's a hard.
It's a hard.
It's a hard rain.
You're listening to KEPWLP 97.3 FM.
Peaceworks Community Radio in Eugene, Oregon, and streaming online at kepw.org.
Last man standing, but wait a minute, maybe I do. If you don't mind, I'll start a new line, decide after thinking it through. Go on in front if you're in such a hurry, like heaven ain't waiting for you. I don't want to be the last man standing, on second thought, maybe I do. It's getting hard to watch my pals check out, cuts like a wore out knife. One thing I learned about running the road is forever don't apply to life. Waylon and Ray and Merle and old Noro live just as fast as me. I still got a lot of good friends left, and I wonder who the next will be. I don't want to be the last man standing, but wait a minute, maybe I do. If you don't mind, start a new line and decide after thinking it through. Go on in front if you're in such a hurry, like heaven ain't waiting for you. I don't want to be the last man standing, on second thought maybe I do. We'll pick and sing, load up the buses and ride. I don't want to be the last man standing, but wait a minute, maybe I do. And if you don't mind, I'll start a new line and decide after thinking it through. Go on in front if you're in such a hurry, cause hell is awaiting there too. I don't want to be the last man standing, on second thought, maybe I do. Yeah, maybe I do. Yeah, maybe I do. Yeah, maybe I do.
I don't want to be the last man standing. Wait a minute, maybe I do. Willie Nelson with Last Man Standing from his album named Last Man Standing in 2018. He sings, "It's getting hard to watch my pals check out. Cuts like a wore out knife. One thing I learned about running the road is forever don't apply to life." Well, he is one of the last ones standing, and that's what we're featuring tonight for all you KEPW listeners on Hard Rain and Slow Trains. Bob Dylan and fellow travelers coming to you this week from an undisclosed location in the Great Northwoods. We're going to be listening to the last ones standing. Those who started their recording careers sometime in the 1950s. It's a long time ago, approaching 70 years ago, and they're still around. Mentioned that a few weeks ago, that it'd be nice to do a show featuring them, and you know what? Put the material together and we have enough for two shows, so this will be the first of a two-parter, the last one standing. We just heard Willie Nelson sing about being the last man standing. Of course, Jerry Lee Lewis also put out an album about 14 years ago called The Last Man Standing. But before we hear from Jerry Lee Lewis and some of the other last ones standing, let's hear more from Willie Nelson. In fact, let's go way back to his very first single, a song that he wrote when he was 12 years old and first recorded a demo of when he was in his early 20s, and then re-recorded it in his late 20s in 1958. It was put out on a single in 1959. We're about to listen to a storm of music. Let's hear Willie Nelson sing "The Storm Has Just Begun."
I realize the storm has just begun. Each night the raging storm clouds take away the moon above. And each day the same clouds take away the sun. My world is filled with darkness, and I'm lost without your love. And I realize the storm has just begun. Can't you see the lightning flashing? Can't you hear the thunder roll? She's gone, she's gone, the damage has been done. There's a storm within my heart that keeps me crying night and day. And I realize the storm has just begun.
Texas, 87 years old, Willie Hugh Nelson, still standing. Very few can phrase a line like Willie. Just great music. Well, also 87 years old and still standing, Little Richard. Let's go into the Wayback Machine to 1956. Let's rip it up.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. Feel about my money, don't try to save. My heart said go, go. I'm gonna rock it up.
from 1986. That was Little Richard with Great Gosh Almighty. And before that, of course, it was Little Richard with Rip It Up, going back to 1956. Rip It Up was co-written and produced by Bumps Blackwell, who produced a lot of Little Richard's mid-1950s hits. And 25 years later, he produced Bob Dylan's song Shot of Love. Dylan spoke affectionately about working with him. Clearly, it meant a lot to him to be able to work with Little Richard's producer. Great Gosh Almighty appeared on the 1986 album Lifetime Friend. It's really the last time Little Richard has put out an album of original material. A few years after Lifetime Friend, he did an album of children's songs called Shake It All About. That Little Richard can never get away from sexual innuendo, even when he's doing a children's album, of all things. And in the same year, he put out the album Little Richard Meets Masayoshi Takanaka, the guitarist Takanaka, and they re-recorded Little Richard hits. But that album, Lifetime Friend, is the last time he put out an album of original songs, pretty much 30 years after his early studio work started hitting the radio. And of course, everyone knows that Bob Dylan wrote in his high school yearbook that his goal was to join Little Richard. And he certainly has. In 2015, in an interview he did with AARP magazine, of all places, he noted that I was still an aspiring rock and roller, the descendant, if you will, of the first generation of guys who played rock and roll, who were thrown down. Buddy Holly, Little Richard, Chuck Berry, Carl Perkins, Gene Vincent, who, by the way, we played last week, Jerry Lee Lewis. They played this type of music that was black and white, extremely incendiary. Your clothes could catch fire. When I first heard Chuck Berry, I didn't consider that he was black. I thought he was a hillbilly. Little did I know, he was a great poet too. And there must have been some elitist power that had to get rid of all these guys to strike down rock and roll for what it was and what it represented. Not least of all being a black and white thing. When they finally recognized what it was, they had to dismantle it. Which they did, starting with payola scandals. The black element was turned into soul music, and the white element was turned into English pop. They separated it. Well, it was a part of my DNA, so it never disappeared from me. I just incorporated it into other aspects of what I was doing. Dylan has a lot to say about this, and it's really interesting how a lot of those first-generation rock and rollers got chewed up along the way, one way or the other. And in the case of Little Richard, you see him really confused in part by the push and pull between what he wanted to do with his music and what he felt he needed to do in order to have some degree of commercial success. A commercial success that he never captured again after his hits of the mid-1950s. And you can hear in that Great Gosh Almighty that the sound is the same, the approach is the same. He might be searching, as he says in the lyrics, for peace of mind, but you're not going to get it with that sound. That's the sound that appeals to adolescents. It's the music that he was making 30 years on. It hasn't developed in any way, even as he has aged. And this is something that struck me when I saw him in concert in the early 90s on a double bill with Chuck Berry. He just was doing the same shtick. He's doing the same thing. The victim, I would think, of what people's expectations for him were. And he went on and he was a preacher for a number of years, and then he would give some risque-laced interview. Just seemed to be someone who is filled with contradictions. And yes, I'm sure Little Richard, like us all, contains multitudes. Let's go on to another man with a raging fire of contradictions within him, Jerry Lee Lewis, going back to 1958. Here is his hit, High School Confidential.
Open up a honey, it's your lover boy, me that's knocking. Why don't you listen to me, sugar, all the cats are at the high school rocking. Honey, get your bopping shoes, before the jukebox blows the fuse. Everybody hopping, everybody's bopping, a bopping at the high school hop. Bopping at the high school hop, taking at the high school hop, hopping in the high school hop, rocking at the high school hop. Well, everybody hopping, everybody's bobbing, bobbing at the high school hop. Come on, little baby, let's rock a little bit tonight. Ooh, let's get the with the sugar, let's shake it up tonight. Well, my heart's a beating rhythm and my feet are moving smooth and alive. Well, bobbing at the high school hop, bobbing at the high school hop, for shaking at the high school hop. Moving at the high school hop. Everybody bopping, everybody rocking, bopping at the high school hop. Now let's go! Baby, I'm gonna give you some good news. Look at here, sweet mama, let the burn off my shoes. Hey, my heart's a beating rhythm, my soul is singing the blues. Well, I'm popping at the high school hop, popping at the high school hop. We're just jumping at the high school hop. We're rolling at the high school hop. Well, everybody hopping, everybody's bobbing, bobbing at the high school hop. Now let's go!
You mistreat me, baby, I see no reason why. You know that I'd kill for you, and I'm not afraid to die. You treat me like a stepchild.
Stepchild.
Oh, Lord, am I your stepchild?
With a Bob Dylan song, Stepchild. Am I Your Stepchild? You Treat Me Like a Stepchild. That was off of Jerry Lee Lewis's 2014 album, Rock and Roll Time. It's his most recent studio album. He performs a bunch of other people's songs, and he performed that Dylan song. Dylan recorded that song, but did not put it out back in 1978 for the album Street Legal. One of his many unreleased gems, and it has been picked up and performed by a number of people over the years. Jerry Lee Lewis, one of the last ones standing. We've played him here before on Hard Rain and Slow Trains, Bob Dylan and Fellow Travelers. One of the last ones standing, who often gets overlooked unfairly, is the master of the twang guitar, Duane Eddy. Let's listen to him back in 1958 with his hit Rebel Rouser. That was Duane Eddy picking the guitar in 1958. Let's listen to him playing the same from 2011. This is Road Trip.
Thank you.
Tina Turner isn't making music anymore, but she's still here. She's still standing. And we appreciate her here on Hard Rain and Slow Trains. Let's go back to 1958 with her very first recording with her future husband, Ike Turner, and with the Kings of Rhythm. Here's Tina Turner, billed as Little Ann, with Box Top.
Oh, Box Top.
Let's run, don't let us run.
You bet not.
Oh, Box Top.
Vote and hop.
Let's do the job.
You can't miss.
But take a chance. Go on and try.
Now here's why.
Just a flash of mind.
Too shy. But just outside that door,
clap your hands.
They'll say,
you just swing.
Don't be ashamed.
Be a man. Go on and dance.
Just outside that door,
clap your hands.
They'll sing,
you just swing.
Don't be ashamed.
Be a man. Go on and dance.
Box Top.
Let's rock. Don't let it stop.
You bet not.
Oh, Box Top.
Go on and hop.
Let's do the chop.
Box Top.
The big man arrives. Disco dancers greet him. Plain clothes cops greet him. Small town big man, fresh lipstick listening. Sophomore jive from Victims of Typewriters. The band sounds like typewriters. The big man, he's not listening. His eyes hold Edith, his left hand holds his right. What does that hand desire that he grips it so tight? Edith in the ring, the past over girl. Conferring, the man with a diamond ring is purring. All claws for now withdrawn. One by one they bring his renegade stories to her, his crimes and his glories to her. In challenge they look on. Women he has taken grow old too soon. He tilts their tired faces gently to the spoon. Thank you. a plane in the rain is humming. The wilds and the walls are humming. Some song, some mysterious song. Bars in her head, beating frantic and snow blind, romantic and snow blind. She says he's crying below. Edith and the kingpin, each with charm to sway, are staring. They dare not look away. You know they dare not look away.
Tina Turner with her most recent studio recording to date, Joni Mitchell's Edith and the Kingpin. That was Tina Turner with Herbie Hancock off of the 2007 album River, The Joni Letters. Herbie Hancock's collection of Joni Mitchell songs, Jazzin' It Up.
Now it's time once again for
Who Did It Better? This is your chance to vote for whose version of the song of the week you think is better.
Go to the ends of the earth for you, to make you feel my love.
Go to our Twitter page at @raintrains, @raintrains, and vote for Who Did It Better. Last week, our Twitter poll was between Bob Dylan's version of Knockin' on Heaven's Door from the 1973 soundtrack Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid, and that of Guns N' Roses from their 1991 album Use Your Illusion Part 2. And the winner of the poll, Bob Dylan! With 85.7% of the vote, Bob Dylan wins last week's Who Did It Better. Guns N' Roses' guitarist, Slash, actually performed on the Bob Dylan song Wiggle Wiggle, recorded in 1990 for the album Under the Red Sky. It's got a pretty funny story about recording with Dylan. I'll let him tell you.
I remember it was summer and it was 100 degrees in the shade when I got to the session, and I was introduced to Bob, and Bob was wearing this, you know, one of those old surfer sweaters with the two strings and the hoodie and like the stitched stripes down the sides, black leather gloves, and he had a hat on with the hoodie over that and shades. And I was like, that's cool. You know, and so, you know, the song was a real basic song, and I actually, you know, I put an acoustic rhythm guitar track on, and then put what I thought was one of my better one-off solos on there. And you know, George Harrison was there, and I watched him do his slide session. And Kim Bassinger was there for what reason, I don't know, but that's how she and I first met. And so then I took off home, and I said, send me a rough mix whenever you get one. And so Don had the tape messaged over a couple days later, and I'm listening to it, and it's a song, Wiggle Wiggle. It's a very sort of innocuous kind of song in the first place. And so then here comes the solo section, and it just, acoustic. And then a pointless acoustic section, and then the song kicked back in, and I called Don, I go, what happened to the guitar solo? He goes, well, Bob thought it sounded too much like Guns N' Roses. Which for me was the ultimate compliment. You know, I mean, all things considered, at least I was a part of a band that had an identifiable sound, and the guitar playing was recognizable enough for Bob to notice that. It was a drag because I thought the solo was pretty good, but you know, live and learn, and it was one of my classic, for me, you know, one of the session stories that I adore. You know.
I'm going to be very interested in the results of this week's poll. We are going to pit Bob Dylan's version of the 1949 song "That Lucky Old Sun" right up against Johnny Cash's. Bob Dylan's comes from his 2015 album Shadows in the Night. Johnny Cash's comes from the 2000 album American 3, Solitary Man. It was his first album he recorded after he had really been down and out, struggling against the disease that ended up claiming his life 3 years later. The song itself was written by Beasley Smith and Haven Gillespie, and it has been recorded over the years by Frankie Lane, Louis Armstrong, Frank Sinatra. Dylan himself has recorded it a number of times in performance since the early 1980s. Let's listen to these songs and make sure you go to our Twitter page and vote on who did it better.
Up in the morning, out on a job, work like the devil for my pay, while that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray, while that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Good Lord up above, can't you hear me crying tears all in my eyes? Send down that cloud with your silvery lining, lift me to paradise. Oh, show me that river, take me across, wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old son, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Like that lucky old son, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
All day. good Lord above, can't you see I'm pining, tears in my eyes. Send down that cloud with the silver lining, lift me to paradise. Show me that river, take me across and wash all my troubles away, like that lucky old sun. Give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Oh, Lord above, can't you know I'm pining, tears in my eyes. Send down that cloud with a silver lining, lift me to paradise. Show me that river, take me across and wash all my troubles away, like that lucky old sun. Give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
All right, those are the two versions of That Lucky Old Sun that we are featuring this week. Go to our Twitter page, at Rain Trains, and vote for who did it better. And remember, at our Twitter page, at Rain Trains, you can also make comments. We're not in the studio during this pandemic, so it's your way to talk to us. Do you have requests? Do you have ideas for shows? Do you want to tell us why you voted for one version of a song or another? Go ahead, tell us, at Rain Trains.
Poem is a porthole of consciousness and experience, whether opening to the feeling of blood pulsing in the wrist, or the taste of a red-black cherry, or the sound of a rock being placed on a table.
That was the poet Michael McClure, who just passed away on Monday, May 4th. He was 87 years old. Michael McClure, when he was in his early 20s, was one of the poets to read at the Six Gallery, where Allen Ginsberg debuted Howl. That poetry reading set off a renewed interest in poetry that took it out of the academies and into the streets, and it was most influential on what is considered beat literature. We wish you safe passage, Mr. McClure. Since we're doing Last One Standing, it's worth noting that the founder of City Lights Bookstore, Michael McClure's publisher, Lawrence Ferlinghetti, poet and author in his own right, is still standing at the venerable age of 101. Let's listen to Lawrence Ferlinghetti's poem, The World is a Beautiful Place, read by Lawrence Ferlinghetti in City Lights Bookstore, and I'll play a little bit of Philip Glass's Mad Rush in the background for some accompaniment.
The world is a beautiful place to be born into, if you don't mind happiness not always being so very much fun. If you don't mind a touch of hell, now and then, just when everything is fine, because even in heaven, they don't sing all the time. The world is a beautiful place to be born into, if you don't mind some people dying all the time. Or maybe only starving some of the time, which isn't half so bad if it isn't you. Oh, the world is a beautiful place to be born into, if you don't much mind a few dead minds in the higher places, or a bomb or two now and then in your upturned faces, or such other improprieties as our name brand society is prey to, with its men of distinction and its men of extinction, and its priests and other patrolmen, and its various segregations and congressional investigations and other constipations that our fool flesh is heir to. Yes, the world is the best place of all for a lot of such things as making the fun scene and making the love scene and making the sad scene and singing low songs and having inspirations and walking around looking at everything and smelling flowers and goosing statues and even thinking and kissing people and making babies and wearing pants and waving hats and dancing and going swimming in rivers on picnics in the middle of the summer and just generally living it up. Yes, but then, right in the middle of it, comes the smiling mortician.
We have time tonight for one more of the last ones standing. Remember, this is part one. We'll have part two of Last Ones Standing next week on Hard Rain and Slow Trains, Bob Dylan and Fellow Travelers. Next week, you're going to be hearing some Joan Baez, who first recorded in 1959. You're going to hear some Carolyn Hester. You're going to hear some Tony Bennett and some other surprises. So make sure you tune in to KEPW 97.3 FMLP here in Eugene, Oregon, from 8 to 9 p.m. next Thursday. And after Hard Rain and Slow Trains, be sure to stick around to listen to Dettish. Tonight on Dettish, Jeff is going to be playing his May 7th special. He's going to be playing the Grateful Dead from May 7th, 1970, May 7th, 1977, May 7th, 1984, and in 1989 from, you guessed it, May 7th. He's going to be playing a couple Dylan songs and celebrating Bill Kreutzmann's birthday. So stick around and see if you can identify what Dylan covers the Grateful Dead play. Well, let's finish it off tonight with Dion. Hard to believe, but he is not only one of the last ones standing, having recorded early on in the mid and late 1950s, but he's also a fellow traveler with Bob Dylan. He's got a new album coming out in just a few weeks called Blues with Friends, and the writer of the liner notes is Bob Dylan. Dylan writes about Dion. Dion knows how to sing, and he knows just the right way to craft these songs, these blues songs. He's got some friends here to help him out, some true luminaries. But in the end, it's Dion by himself alone, and that masterful voice of his that will keep you returning to share these blues songs with him. Well, let's listen to a track off of his new LP, Blues with Friends, from Dion DiMucci. Here is Blues Coming On. Call your name.
me for a fool. Take what you want, don't treat me cruel. Girl, something's wrong. Well, if I didn't know that I'd feel the blues coming on. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Blues coming on. Yeah, baby, baby, baby. Hey, girl. If I didn't know better, I'd feel the blues coming on.